Earl English Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Sam, do we have somebody on the line? Okay. Let me do this. I don't know if you were listening to the United States Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, and UK Prime Minister, I mean NATO's, excuse me, General, Secretary General, and UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson, as they were warning the world that the Ukraine-Russia war could go on for years. And I don't think that any of us are even ready to wrap our minds around a war that is going to last for years. Because we see, you know, the strength of Russia that outnumbers Ukraine 10-1. And we keep getting news and information that talks about, you know, the fact that Ukraine is doing such a great job of holding the Russians off. But then you hear the words 2 to 3 years, I mean, for years, that this war has the capabilities of going that long. And the only way it can possibly last that long is if the United States and the NATO allies continue to offer weapons and money to the Ukrainian people. And right now, as it stands, the NATO is not doing its fair share. And so the American people are really the ones who are on the hook for this financially. And, you know, I don't think it's right. It is not the United States government's, the citizens of the government's responsibility to offer the financial support to Ukraine to keep a war going for the foreseeable future. A war that many already understand and realize that can't be won by Ukraine without a huge percentage of the finances that and resources that they're going to need in order to stave off Russia. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said the cost of war were high, but the price of letting Moscow achieve military goals was even greater. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson has also warned of a longer-term conflict. And in a stark warning, the newly appointed head of the British Army said the UK and allies needed to be capable of winning a ground war with Russia. General Sir Patrick Sanders, who started the job last week, said in an internal message seen by BBC, Russia's invasion of Ukraine underlines our core purpose to protect the UK and be ready to fight and win wars on land, and reinforces the requirement to deter Russia aggression with the threat of a force. Where do we draw the line? Where are you willing to draw the line? Or are you willing to draw the line? Are you willing to say yes for the foreseeable future? We are going to continue to supply these expensive munitions and eventually offensive weapons to Ukraine because you feel like it's in the best interest of our nation. And maybe, you know, you might have thought that that was okay and that we support this war for a matter of months. But I wonder if you're willing to say that same thing when the months turn into years and when the finances of a nation like ours that's headed into recession, no question, headed into recession, and you ask the people to suffer in this country, whether or not they'd be willing to say, yes, continue. We'll suffer here. But the right thing to do is to continue in this war with Ukraine and Russia. And I'll bet you, even the staunchest believers that we should support Ukraine would say no. Self-preservation comes first. But we're at a point early on that when people hear years attached to this skirmish, that there are more and more people who will venture to say the price is too high. You know, the military support too high. The financial support too high. You know, we're coming to that point already in this nation. And no matter what your thoughts are about the fact that Russians are being very brutal, which they are, it's a war. And so they're stepping up the withering assaults and attacks. And I don't know how much longer Ukraine is going to be able to hold out, even with the help of the United States government. As it turns out, you're looking at many of the allies, NATO allies, who don't have the financial wherewithal that our nation does. They're headed into recession because it's a global recession. And there's arguments now that it looks like the United States is basically kind of going it alone. That's the last thing we need to hear. Because the longer that war goes on, the longer the recession that we know is coming gets a grip on the American people, the more you hear the outcries. And one thing for certain, when you're dealing with politicians, they know the beat of those in this country. They know the heartbeat of those in this country. And they're going to soon find out they're not going to risk their own livelihoods and their own necks. Because when the people come to the realization that we are continuing, even in the face of asking the American people to sacrifice themselves, that we are then using resources that the people are sacrificing to send outside of this nation to fight a war that many believe is not our war. You know, I know not a popular thing to say, but if I'm in error, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Are you willing to support financially a war that they are now projecting to last years, not days, not weeks, not months, years, and the coffers of the United States will begin to become drained more and more and more. And then the resources that the nation does have will start being spent not on the people, but on more military armament. That's what's at the root of all of it. What are your thoughts? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
War-torn country where hate, pain, and killing feast. Where is our peace prayer? Our desperately needed prayer for peace.
Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. 5 days until the state Democratic Convention and in La Crosse, Wisconsin, June 21st through the 26th. And so I know that we at this radio station will be broadcasting live from the convention. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Have you ever gone to a Democratic convention? Have you ever gone to a state convention? I know that there are many people who have, but also many people who have not. What is, because I've heard people say, well, really, if you really want to know what the purpose of the convention is, it's to rally the troops, so to speak. And that's what's going on and why we need to do that. Sam, have you ever been to a Democratic convention?
No, but I've heard the same thing. It's a lot of recruitment, is like, to my understanding, either like poll workers or just support in general and that kind of thing.
Well, you know, it's when you go and you're a part of it and you see the action and the excitement that people have as they ramp up for what they know is going to be a major fight, a major battle. If you've never been, I think everybody needs to go once and get an opportunity to see just what's at stake. You know, sometimes when you're not a member of a party and you don't know how any the inner workings of any of those things work, to get an opportunity to come and mix with like-minded people, more than anything else, is what's at the root of it. And so that is what's going to be taking place for the first time since 2019 in La Crosse, Wisconsin. And they are excited, to say the least, as they mobilize in hopes of defeating Ron Johnson and keeping Governor Tony Evers in his seat as governor of the state of Wisconsin, not to mention booting Ron Johnson out. I mean, there are a lot of different things, a lot of different issues at stake, a lot of different questions that need to be answered. And I'll tell you something. This radio station is always front and center at those things, I'm pretty sure. As a matter of fact, I know Crudy is going to be there, and without question, Dom, throughout the entire convention, day, morning, and afternoon, they'll be there. But, you know, labor is always environment, always front and center of those kinds of things. You know, caucus meetings with, you know, blacks and Latinos and others. And it's really organizing and mobilizing Democrats, all things Democrats. So if you have not been and you want to go, you can always go on, again, there are 5 days, Doing What's Right, Wisconsin. Wisconsin Democrat, Democratic 2022 convention. Certainly go on Wisconsin Dems convention 2022, and you too can become a part of that. It's 300 Harborview Plaza, La Crosse, Wisconsin, and get your tickets and be a part of what is, and people will say a party. It's not a party, so to speak. There's serious issues that are on the line, and people need to be aware of those things. So by all means, if you can't make it to La Crosse, tune in to the radio station, and you'll hear that live from La Crosse. You know, I wanted to talk about the fact that the continuation of the January 6th attacks on the Capitol will come back again on tomorrow. Our station will run live from 12 p.m. and until its conclusion uninterrupted. But as I've been watching people, you wonder if the interest wanes over, you know, a weekend, a holiday weekend, some time off, if people's interest is still there as it relates to what took place on January 6th. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. What about you? You know, when you see that 60% of the American people want Donald Trump charged for the insurrection that took place, 60% of the American people, that includes Republicans and conservatives, know that Donald Trump was at the root of everything that took place. It's no longer a question as to whether or not he was engaged, whether he was involved. His prints were all over it. And that's not from Democrats. That's from his own inner group that supported him throughout his 4 years as president of the United States. They all came out and have basically echoed the exact same thing. The former president was behind all of this. And it's not a matter now whether people think that he was behind it. The question becomes, should he go to jail? And so at the end of all of these things, it's pretty easy to sum up. And that is not just because you're a Democrat or a Republican. It's because you know right and wrong. And thus far, with everything we've been able to hear, you know, there's no question whether or not Donald Trump created this. And why it's so important is Because as Republicans continue to have the internal squabble or internal fight on who is going to be their nominee, Donald Trump's name continues to be right there at the top with Ron DeSantis. And I know that there's some conversation now that Mike Pence is thinking about throwing his hat in the ringer. You wonder if there'll be any sympathy whatsoever for Mike Pence. Because, in a way, you know, I got some issues. Because I even felt some compassion for what Mike Pence went through. Knowing the kind of man that he has been for Donald Trump, falling on the sword is what he did. And even with falling on the sword, that wasn't good enough. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, Sam, they're talking about the gas prices going down.
Tell me more now.
And yeah, they're under $5. And as I'm going to be searching for some gas after I leave the studio. And so I saw prices at about $4.49.
It's about time. Five anymore.
Not $4.49, $4.89.
Hey, even better. Yeah. You know, I mean, not better, but, you know, still in the right direction.
Yes, yeah, it's starting to descend. And as I was looking around to try to see comparable prices of gas, you know, we've been harping on how much it's been costing us. And then there are people who blame Joe Biden on the right who say we're paying all these high prices because of Joe Biden. Here's what I would say to those people who've been lying about this is all on Joe Biden. Listen to these prices around the world. So Cologne, Germany. How much do you think the gas is a gallon in Cologne, Germany?
I would say it is $5 as well.
$23 a gallon.
Wait, what?
I mean, people have to understand.
Perspective can be mean sometimes,
yeah,
huh?
It can. Joe Biden is not the president of Germany. And yet their gas prices, $23. In other words, 23 euros or 24 euros equal to, you know, $23. Can you imagine? I mean.
I'd be walking everywhere. Period.
Well, I mean, but you can't walk everywhere. You know, I mean, they got to drive.
Mm-hmm.
If gas was $23 a gallon, there'd be a revolt.
Oh, yeah.
In this country. And so, you know, all of us have been whimpering, me included,
mm-hmm.
about the price of gas. And it's certainly taken a large bite out of my pocket. And you got to have it, you know, so you got to keep on pushing. But $23 a gallon in Germany. Listen to this. In Manila, $16.83 is what it cost a gallon. $16 a gallon. Let's see, where is this at? Oh, and so they're driving Jeeps left over from World War II. That's the kind of transportation they're using. And it's as much as 2,200 pesos, $41.40 a gallon. Where are those people who said Joe Biden is the reason we're paying this much, the $5 a gallon for gas? We keep telling people it's global. There's a global oil price around $110 a barrel, but no global pump price due to taxes and other factors. In Hong Kong and Norway, you can pay more than $10 per gallon. In France, $8 a gallon. And so it's spread out all over the world. So it is going to be coming down slowly. It's not going to come down immediately. But if I can, you know, when we were in Madison the other day, did you see the price of the gas?
Yeah, it was a little more expensive than Waukesha, that's for sure. I'm not sure if it compares to Milwaukee, though.
No, I mean, I just the gas prices in California are the highest there at $7 per gallon.
Wow.
I mean, can you imagine that?
No, genuinely no. Like, that is a huge chunk to fill up your tank? No, I wouldn't even be able to fill up my tank.
So I got to tell you, I whimpered the other day when I filled my tank and it was $90 for the first time.
Oh my gosh, that hurts.
It was $90. And I think that was just, I mean, I know I do a lot of driving, but I think that was just, might have been on Friday.
Yeah, I filled up the other day. I think it was Wednesday, and I used my fuel points $1 off, and I still felt hurt with like $75 fill up, like, and that was with $1 off a gallon.
So today my tank is empty.
Oh, and you filled up on Friday.
Yeah, and I got to put another $100. I mean, it is horrific to say the least, and. And I'm not going to say I can afford it. Mm-hmm. I don't have any other choice.
Right. But it sounds like we're all doing our duty right now around the world. Everyone just kind of doing our duty.
Yeah. And that's why we're at this point where it's an issue that has to be resolved. And the reason that they say that the gas prices are coming down is because they're expecting a recession. So let me see if any of this makes any sense. They can't bring the gas prices down unless there's a recession, which we know is coming, which is going to harm people immeasurably. Recessions are very, very painful. And if people think they're in pain now because of the prices of oil and gas, they're going to be in worse shape when a recession hits and people are laid off. Because in most instances, when recessions come, businesses cut back, everybody cuts back, and people wind up laid off. And can you imagine, Sam, laid off, gas prices $4.50. I mean, that's what's coming. They're not going to come down to the degree where they go back to $2 and something. We're not going there, you know, at least not immediately. But here's the other sad situation that people are going to find themselves in this country. And it's why it hurts me so bad and frustrates me about the way this country is. many people who've been working less than 40 hours a week, Sam. And if you work less than 40 hours a week, you're not entitled to unemployment. Do you hear me?
Or benefits.
Or that's, you don't get any of that. And there's so many people in this country who are going to fall into that category. They've been working, coming to work every day, doing their part, and they won't get unemployment benefits during a recession. And they're going to be hurting and suffering. And who's going to care? You know, we've got a government that's not going to care. We've got businesses that won't care. You know, when I was a young person, there was no such thing as a person not working. There was no such thing as 35 hours, 38 hours. You know, you got your benefits. You got unemployment compensation if you work 40 hours. But then somebody came up with a scheme. Somebody came up with a scheme, Sam, that said, well, if we don't give the people 40 hours, we don't have to pay any benefits. That was never the case during my time. When we talk about the middle class disappearing, things like that are part of the equation. And the Democrats and Republicans both have been guilty of that. And now that that's about to become a major issue in the coming year or so, as the recession ramps up and these people wind up on the street, basically on the street, what do they think people are going to do? You know, I don't know what they think people are going to do. Sam, who do we have on the line?
Ross Joel from Milwaukee.
Hey, Ross Joel. What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Hey, how's it going, brother Earl? Happy belated Father's Day and happy Juneteenth Day to you.
Hey, thank you, man.
And your audience.
It's good hearing your voice, brother. You know what? What is this?
We being bamboozled, man, with the oil thing. It's we being bamboozled, lied to every day by the Republicans, the fascists, the racist Republicans. The gas prices is high because of that's their strategy. That's their strategy. They think they can win with that strategy, but the oil companies is taking us off. They made profits three times over.
I know.
We producing more oil in the United States than we ever have, but the prices is going up. But it's not like production is down. Production is up. If people look up and see how much oil was produced last year, we the number one producing oil company in the world.
Yeah, hey man, that's the part of this that the people aren't aware of. You know,
but you know, how do they accept lies from Donald Trump every day? We living on a big lie. The Republicans is changing legislation on a big lie, like Gableman. We done spent millions of dollars on a false report, and he's scared to give the report out.
You know what, though, brother? The American people are sheep. And so we live our lives, and we don't think twice. Hey, man, hang on. We got to go to a break. Hang on.
Okay.
844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back. All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. On the line, Brother Ross Joel. You know, brother, when we talk about Republicans, as you refer to them as, It doesn't surprise you, man, that people can be sucked in to that.
Yes. But Donald Trump is a cult leader. Like Herschel Walker, he's a cult leader. Football is a religion. Football is a religion down south. And if you play football, they praise you. I don't care how you unqualified to do this and that. But if you play football, you're up there, you know, because, you know, people watch football on Sunday. They don't go to church. Football is a religion in the United States, man. And celebrityism, like Donald Trump, he's a cult leader, man. They send him money, you know, he's scamming them. He's scamming them. He done raised $250 million on a bogus claim that defense fund.
Yeah, so just imagine this.
Defense fund.
They'll gladly give him $250 million.
Right.
He's got all the money in the world as it already is. If there was a poor person on the street, lying on the street, they wouldn't give him a penny. And that's the nation we live in, man. You know, the Republicans who, again, want to lead people to believe that if Donald Trump's get back in office, gasoline's going to go back down to $2.40 right away because Donald Trump is the president. Or the recession that we are about to enter into.
They live in an alternative world.
Yeah, just put the Republicans back in control, and they'll address the global recession that's coming. They don't know the realities of how the government works, how the nation works, and it's easy to think, because it's hard to really research things and find out where the truth lies. They allow somebody like a Donald Trump or a Scott Walker or conservative talk shows hosts to just feed them anything. And their reply is always what Rush Limbaugh used to say, those who listen to him, ditto. You know.
True.
You know, go ahead.
And the churches. I don't know how they can save face, the hypocrites, to follow a person like Donald Trump. That's ripping people. I guess there's a lot of pastors ripping people off too, so I guess they can fall in line.
Let me ask you this though, man. We are headed down a path that it's going to be so hurtful to people in this country. And I was talking earlier about the fact that we're going to continue to send money to Ukraine in a war that has no end in sight.
Right.
Talking about years. But I do know what happens in recessions. I've lived through many of them. When you get to be your and my age, man, we've seen recessions. We know what they are. We know they mean pain to the average person and their families.
And they're man-made.
They're man-made. And yet they don't cause pain to the corporations.
Right, of course. That's the problem right now. See, the Republicans, the neo-fascists, is trying to use inflation as their strategy. They know the corporations is raking in the millions, the multi-millions, and they know Black America is worth $1 trillion. We spending $1 trillion. Black America is spending $1 trillion a year in America. So we have money. But we just not challenging in the right direction. But we got to get all the Republicans got to go all over the country. Because they're getting crazy and crazier.
I mean, let me ask you. It's always been amazing to me as I talk with Black Republicans and hear them try to explain.
True.
Why. Have you ever had conversations with Black Republicans and try to and let them explain to you why they're Republicans? Do you know?
I don't know. I know a few, but not really.
Yeah, well, I know.
Well, I know they used to have Meech.
Hey, man, it's not just one. There are many of them, man, and they are. They're younger.
They scammers, too. You know, like Sheriff Clark, you know.
Well, many of them are younger, and the Republicans say that they give them a better opportunity at advancement in the Republican Party than they get in the Democratic Party.
It ain't just about one person. You know, see, that's what we always think about the individual. It's about all of us getting a fair shake in America. We are all equal. We should have equal opportunity to prosper in this world.
Because that's what the nation claims to be about, right?
Right.
Before the rest of the world, that's what they tell the rest of the world we are. You know, that every person here gets a fair shot, pursuit of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is what, you know, is always talked about. But, you know, man, once I got old enough to read and find out that that's not the truth, you know, and yet they still perpetrate that fraud across the nation. And it's worse when you're talking about Republican.
Right, but I don't know how you can follow Donald Trump as a black person.
As any person.
Or the human being, period.
I know.
And one last thing, you think they would be teaching Juneteenth in Milwaukee public schools as a curriculum, or any of these other suburban schools, choice or charter? Are they teaching about the history of Juneteenth?
Well, the answer to that is no.
Is that critical race theory?
and so we're talking what, well over almost 100 years later.
You're right.
That we're talking about that. And it's still a surprise to many.
You're right.
I mean, it's become a holiday, but not everywhere.
But not everywhere. In the South, in the, you know, the Southern states, the Confederate states. See, Republican Party became the Confederates.
I think you got that wrong. If you listen to some of the Republicans who I talk to, they keep educating me, Earl, didn't you realize it was the Republicans who freed the slaves?
It was a different Republican than it is.
I know, man.
And then, the reason why they won the war because of the slaves. If it weren't for the slaves getting into the war, Abraham Lincoln giving them a chance to fight against the South, the North wouldn't have won.
Yeah, and fight separately, you know.
Right.
We
came in and helped the North win the war.
We some of us know the history. Hey, Brother Ross, thank you very much for the call.
Okay,
we got to go.
You, Brother Earl. Keep up. You're doing a good job.
All right. Thank you.
Thank
everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you later, Sam.